The Lord before whom we've come is holy and worthy of all our thanksgiving this afternoon. Shall we begin to give the Lord thanks for the gift of salvation and also the opportunity to join together with other believers in this time of prayer?
Thank you.
And we
Lord
do
Jesus,
this according to Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3, which says, "So give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south." Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are saying, "Our Father in heaven."
Our Father in heaven.
Thank you for the gift of salvation.
Thank you for the gift of salvation.
And also the opportunity to gather.
And also the opportunity to gather
with other believers in your presence to pray.
With other believers in your presence to pray.
Open your mouth from the depth of your heart and give the Lord thanks. Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we bless your name. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gift of salvation and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. Almighty Father, we give you all the thanks. We are grateful. We bless your name. Lord Jesus, we give you all the thanks. You are a faithful and a true God. Thank you.
Praise
you.
Thank you.
We give you all the glory. Jesus.
Thank you.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14 says, "Where there's no guidance, a people form, but in an abundance of counselors, there's safety. Therefore, let us thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry by saying, Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
We thank you for the preservation of life.
We thank you for the preservation of life.
And purpose of the leadership of Glow Music.
And purpose of the leadership of Glow Music.
And the entire ministry.
And the entire ministry.
Please let's begin to give the Lord thanks.
And thank you
for preservation, for sustenance.
Lord, preserving our lives and the purpose
Lord, we
of
give
the
you all the glory.
The music and the
we give you all
ministry.
The praise. We honor
Lord,
you. We adore you for preserving
praise.
The life and purpose of the leadership of the music and the entire ministry. In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus.
Psalm 51 verse 17 says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way we've trespassed against God's will, in Jesus' name. Let's worship the King of Kings, the God of heaven and earth. He alone is worthy.
Cabio, see you.
Let's sing Habiosioka. Be beginning from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, say, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah. Amen. We are praying our Father in heaven.
Father in heaven,
we ask that your will for my life,
we ask that your will for my life,
and also for Glow Music Ministry,
and also for Glow Music Ministry,
in relation to your end time kingdom agenda,
in relation to your end time kingdom agenda,
should be established in Jesus' name.
Should be established in
Jesus'
name.
Open your mouth from the depth of your heart and pray this prayer. Lord, you let your counsel stand. Let your will be done for our lives as individuals, Lord Jesus, and as a ministry in its entirety, in relation to your end time kingdom agenda. Makabaliana moshataya badada boshataya. Rabadaba shagada da bayande de be make be abayanda da da boshagada da bayande rabaka bada da boshata ya mayande de be make ayabaliana mashata ya bada da ba makabada da boshagada da bayande ragada boshata ya mayande de be make be abaliana mashagada da bayande rabada bashata ya mayande de be. In the name of Jesus. We continue to pray Deuteronomy 30 verse 9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are praying our Father in heaven. We ask that you ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. Open your mouth from the depth of your heart and pray this prayer. Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. We cannot do this on our own. We ask that, Lord Jesus, Let us see increase as we serve you. Let us see fruitfulness as we serve you in the work of our hands, Lord, in a way that will translate back to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Do what only you can do and take all the glory alone in the name of Jesus. And concerning divine health, 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 1 Peter 2, 24. Say to his own self, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you and I are healed, were healed in Jesus' name. So right now we are enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. And if there's any ailment anywhere in your body or any that of any family member, you can place your hand at where it is and pray, Lord, we enforce your provision of divine health over our lives and our family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry, from the depth of your heart. You made provision for those migraines. You made provision for stomach ulcers. You made provision for heart burns and heart aches. Lord, you made provision for mental and emotional unsoundness. Lord Jesus, we enforce this provision. You made provision, oh God, for organ defects. You made provision, oh God, for fibroids and all womb-related diseases. You made provision for constant headaches. My Father and my God, we enforce this provision, oh God. You finished it on the cross and you said it was finished. Indeed, Lord, we accept that finished work, Lord, by our salvation and our place in Christ. My God, we enforce the provision of divine health over our bodies, over our family members in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. We thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. We thank you for the encounter that you set for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for fruitfulness. We thank you for healing in our bodies. We thank you that your counsel alone will stand in the precious name of Jesus.
God, you are so good
for everything the Lord has done.
God, you are kind. Oh, God, you
my Lord, you are
get to pray on this anointed Tuesday. By the grace of God, the word of the Lord says that by his mercies we are not consumed. So if we are alive today, it's just by the grace and the mercies of God. On Anointed Tuesdays, we've been looking at how to walk with God in continuation of that, but in view of the season, the time we're in, where we are running with a vision or focusing on running with a vision. We are therefore looking at empowering vision through fasting. Today is the second time we are dwelling on this topic, empowering vision through fasting. Please say after me, empowering vision through fasting.
Empowering vision through fasting.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. In empowering vision through fasting, we need to look at dealing with the enemies of fasting. There are enemies of fasting or things that stop us from fasting when we ought to. And for those who have not listened to the fasting series, I will encourage you to do so. We've learned about strategic fasting, regular fasting. We've looked into some truths or certain truths about fasting, which is very, very important for us as believers and as ministers. And so I'll entreat you to go to the website and get the podcast list on prayer and fasting. And fasting is required in empowering the vision, both of the ministry and as our lives as individuals. So in dealing with the enemies of fasting, we've looked at the scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Fasting is not something that the body likes. I mean, when you have to forgo food, but there's the need for endurance, hallelujah. Amen. And we have to look at Jesus, who is the author of our faith, and we look at what he did. He had to endure the cross. And so fasting is necessary in our lives, and we need to endure, hallelujah.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Please tell your neighbor, take up your cross. Take up your cross and follow Jesus.
Take up your cross and follow Jesus.
It's very, very critical. And in denying ourselves, one of the things we do is fasting and prayer. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. And so we ought to embrace correction. For those of us who have never fasted or for a long time, for certain reasons, we have not been fasting, please let us embrace correction today and get into fasting. Dealing with the enemies of fasting, we've looked at luxury and gluttony. The other time we looked a bit at gluttony. Today we are looking at luxury. We'll come back to gluttony again, but we are zooming into luxury. Luxury. And I believe when we say luxurious living, everybody has a fair idea what luxurious living is, living in comfort. Yes, God's desire for us is to have fulfilled life. John 10:10, the enemy coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Christ has come that we have fullness of life. God has given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness as believers. Hallelujah. Amen. And so God wants his best for us. Amen. Yes, but not luxurious living that moves you into bondage. Hello?
Hi.
Jesus, the Son of God, had to go into fasting 40 days and 40 nights. He was in the wilderness fasting without food. And yes, the Son of God, he had access to everything. And yet, he had to deny himself of that at that moment in time and then move into fasting. Whenever your mind is constantly filled with luxurious lifestyle, it fights the potency to fast or God's will for you to fast, this luxurious mindset fights it. And it's something that you need to deal with. It's a major enemy of fasting and prayer. And so today we are going to pray for God's help to overcome this spirit of luxury. We've learned in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child and thy princes eat in the morning. We connected it to gluttony, eating wrongfully. But it also connects to luxury. When at a time that you don't deserve to do something or at the wrong time, when you choose to live in luxury at a moment where you need to deny yourself, may the Lord help us. Our first prayer today, we are going to say that, Lord, grant me the grace to keep my eyes focused on you and not on the luxuries of the world. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17 says, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Sometimes we look at the way unbelievers are enjoying. They seem to have all the good things, even when they have gone through wrongful means to get it. That is not to say that anybody who is rich is a wicked person or got it through wrongful means. There are right ways to make money. Like yesterday, we learned at Blessed Monday that through diligence, we become rich. And so, when your time is up, through diligence, you become rich. Hello? It doesn't happen in a day. So don't be envying. This is what the scripture is telling us, that don't envy sinners. Please tell your neighbor, don't envy sinners.
Don't envy sinners.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sinners are people who through sinful or wrongful means are acquiring certain luxuries. Where you see that they got into political office or they got into church office, just within 1 year, they have built 7 houses. Wow. And you ask yourself that how did that happen? Meanwhile, the whole church as an entity has not even completed 1 auditorium. And yet, the moment he was taken on as pastor, built 7 houses. So let the politicians rest. God help us. Acquiring luxuries through wrongful means. Don't envy such people. He says that we should continue to fear the Lord all day long. You say, Pastor, forget about this fasting and prayer. Today we did 7 days fast. And after we fast on Mondays, fast on Fridays. You say we should do end of month fasting, first day of the month fasting. What at all? Let us enjoy. Look, our mates in school, they are driving cars. Let us enjoy. But the scripture says that fear the Lord all day long. How many? All day. Did it say only in the morning? Or only in the afternoon?
No.
All day long, because the temptations will keep coming. Will keep coming, but we need to fight it all Amen. Day long. And fasting and prayer should be part of our lives. In John chapter 12, verse 25, it says that he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. When you keep focusing on worldly things, Pastor, let me eat. Drink is for, good things are for us. Let me enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. He says that you shall lose your life. There must be the balance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, fast when you ought to fast.
Fast when you ought to fast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:12, for wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. If you do not fast, how do you deal with this? Jesus said that this kind goeth out but by prayer and fasting. So when you ought to fast, you must fast and not dwell in luxuries. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So I will close with this. I recall that in school, there was this roommate, and he would only fast when his money ran out. When there was no food, it was fasting galore. At the beginning of the semester, when cornflakes was there, oats was there, Weetabix was there, even Cerelac for babies, everything was there. That one forget about fasting. The moment it gets finished, then it goes into automatic fasting. That is mournful fasting. May the Lord help us. It must not be so with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When your fridge is full with all the goodies and it is Monday, tell your neighbor, close that fridge. Close that fridge. When it is Friday, stay away from the food and fast. Hallelujah. Don't be confused by luxurious riches. Don't be confused. Amen.
Amen.
So please declare after me, Lord.
Lord,
grant me the grace,
grant
to
me
keep
the
my
grace
eyes focused on you.
To keep my eyes focused on
and
you.
And not on the luxuries of the world.
And not on the luxuries
Let's
of the world.
Declare it one more time. Lord,
Lord,
grant me the grace.
Grant me the
to
grace.
To keep my eyes focused on you.
To keep my eyes focused on you.
And not on the luxuries of the world.
And not on the luxuries of the world.
Before you pray, I don't want to forget, if you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, you are not connected to our Father in heaven. Scripture says that He's the only way, He's the truth and the life. That's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He paid this dear sacrifice for our sins, that through our faith in Him, believing and confessing Him as the Lord of our lives, He will grant us access back to our Father in heaven, which gives us access to eternal life. And so, just say this short prayer after me, so that after this, all the other prayers we pray, it can be meaningful and it can impact your life. So say, Lord Jesus, today I stand before you as a sinner, unable to save myself. Please forgive me. Today I surrender my heart to you. Please be the Lord and master over my life. Come into my heart and take over my life completely. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you and unto you alone, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now you're going to lift up your voice and begin to pray that, Lord, by your grace, cause me to focus on you alone and not on any luxurious living. Hallelujah. You have given me all good things, but Lord, you come first and the things come second. I praying right now, asking for your grace. Help me to focus on you and on you alone, and not on luxurious things, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let me not be entrapped by luxurious lifestyle, by the quest to seek luxurious living. Let me not be entrapped. Let me not be entrapped. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, by revelation, by revelation, by revelation, by revelation, by revelation, by revelation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, from focusing on luxurious living, Lord, but focusing on you, in the mighty name of Jesus, because I know that when, Lord, I seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, all these things shall be added unto me. I don't want to lose my focus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have said in your word that we should not envy sinners, but we should fear thee all day long. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the grace to focus on you, the grace to focus on you, the grace to focus on you, and on you alone. Rebebea ba kaba da ba bo shebe de be ande de de aba da ba rama maya ande de ebe de be akaba da ba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our second prayer we are praying, please declare to me, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Please grant unto me a revelation.
Please grant unto me a revelation
of your promises for my life.
Of your promises for
so
my
that
life.
I do not settle for less.
So that I do not settle for
but
less.
But live in earnest expectation.
But live in earnest expectation
of what you have in store for me.
Of what you have in store for
one
me.
One more time. Father in heaven.
Father in
please
heaven.
Grant unto me.
Please grant unto
a revelation
me.
Of your promises.
A revelation of your
for
promises
my life.
For my life.
So that I do not settle for less.
So that I do not settle for less.
But live in earnest expectation.
But live in earnest expectation
of what you have for me.
Of
for what you have in store for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs 23:18 says, for surely there's an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Amen. When the Lord grants you revelation of what he has in store for you, you will not desire what is less of that. So you are praying that, Lord, please grant me revelation as we declared. Begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Revelation of God of
all
the promises. Jesus, mighty Father,
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ.
We thank you, Jesus.
We thank the Lord for what he has taught us today. And we thank the Lord for answering all our prayers. And going forward, we receive grace to fast when he requires us to. Therefore, let's worship the one who has released grace unto us right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Alleluia. Yebeto. Alleluia.
musicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God richly bless you for joining today. We'll meet again on Thursday at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.